Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
How could you not like that song? Smoke gets in your eyes. The Platters. That's Tony Williams, by the way, bringing us the lead singer there from the way, 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 way back machine. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jim Cantarucci doesn't remember that music, but he likes it, right, Jim?
I heard my grandma play that.
Give me a break. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, I need your website, please.
JimCantarucci.com. It's CANTERUCCI.
All right, so check it out. They can find your book there.
Yeah, you can find everything there and good ways to contact me.
How long is it going to be before you're going to be able to tell us more about your new project you're working on?
Well, Jim, Constituent Hub is an automation of the organizational change leadership process. And we've got two customers in beta right now, and we're coming around that corner where we're going to go public with it and let everybody know.
So. But people can't really find out about it right now.
Not right now. It's kind of under wraps, and we're building the software out, and it's doing some great things already. So we're real excited about it. Probably in the next 6 months or so, we're going to make some big
But what other radio host has been helping you bake this in the cake?
Who else? No other. It's the Jim Blasingame Show. Exactly. That's where we go.
All right. So
thank you.
He's going to break it to us before too long. We'll do a show on it because it's pretty exciting stuff. Okay, let's get back to our pressure versus threat scenario, folks, where we're, you know, how do you, as a manager of people, how do you... You know, all business is pressure, as Jim said earlier. It's all about pressure. We all have pressure. Everything's, you know, got the bills got to get paid. The post office brings a bill every day if they don't bring a check, and so maybe several. And so there's always lots of pressure. How do you convert pressure into performance, and not turn it into a threat, which is probably going to create the opposite of performance. Jim, what are some of the tools, some of the steps we need to take, some of the best practices?
And Jim, just so we're clear, I'm not sitting around in the lotus position and burning incense here, right? I like a sense of urgency. There's no doubt about it. There is that driver, that sweatshop mentality. There's not much we can do for them in this segment, right? They need a full reboot with new software in their leadership brain, right? But here's the question for us. Assuming you get this, are you actively creating a threatening environment? I doubt it, right? We're not doing that on purpose. But the question is, are you maybe not addressing this actively so that a threat could be imagined? And this happens to all of us, where, you know, we wear on our sleeves, we've got our passion about what we're trying to do. Our people see our worries and concerns, and with that going unchecked, then, do they perceive that there's a threat that maybe isn't even there? And so that the natural pressure for deadlines and, you know, creating hurdles and roadblocks and all of that, and seeing those and dealing with those internal expectations are fine. But it doesn't need to be manufactured by us as leaders, right? We don't need to create false deadlines and trick people.
And you know what, Jim? You might not even realize that you're doing it. I keep having a bunch of opportunities to use this line from a golf pro that gave me lessons one time when I was trying to get my swing where I could repeat it a little bit. And he was talking about how much I was practicing. I said, and I thought he was going to brag on me, right? I thought he's proud of me, right? But he wasn't, because he said, look. If you got a bad swing and you practice, you're just going to ingrain that bad swing more.
Yeah.
So you got to realize what's correct. Are you doing the correct way, and are you practicing that? Because if you're not, then you're probably just compounding your problem without even realizing it. And oftentimes, you know, you could be one of the good guys, but with bad practices.
Well, we see this when we lead large change all of the time. We come to a point in a project where we know we're not going to make the deadline, right? It's just obvious we're not going to make it for whatever good reason. What I see leaders do often is they say, but I don't want to announce that we're not going to make the date, change the date, because I don't want people to lose their effort. But you're also losing their trust because they see it too.
Right.
Those little instances are what we're talking about.
And so if you're first, look at your performance of your company. If your company isn't performing, you probably got an engagement problem, which could mean that we're doing what Jim's been talking about. You're not leading, you're driving. You're not using pressure effectively, you're threatening folks. Hey, Jim, good job again today. Give us the website one more time,
thanks,
please.
JimCantarucci.com. Let's just open the discussion and talk to people about this, and we'll do much better.
Thanks. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Jim. Come back soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.